Hey, Emmanuel, this is Nathaniel Walsh, and I'm excited to share with you how the Lord has worked in my heart. So I was born into a family with believing parents, and I am one of six kids, and all of us, by God's kindness and mercy, are now walking with the Lord. From a young age, I would make professions of faith, and I was even baptized once, and say I was a Christian, but the fruits of my life would say otherwise. I was disrespectful to my parents. I was unkind to my siblings, would use speech not fitting of a believer, and engage in perverse behaviors, one of them being same-sex desires. I eventually went to a private Christian high school, and my hypocrisy continued to deepen. I was identified as a Christian leader in the school, all the while I continued living in sin. In the spring of 2011, I graduated high school and moved to Louisville to attend Boyce College. And it was at that time that I joined Emmanuel. My hypocrisy continued as I eventually joined student leadership at Boyce, but I continued living in the sins of sexual immorality, pursuing homosexual desires, manipulating friends, making a practice of deceit, and so on. By spring of 2014, I was an RA at Boyce College. I was an intern for a biblical counseling organization. I worked on campus at SBTS, and I was engaged to be married. It was in that summer of 2014 that the Lord began to put a heavy conviction upon me for my sin. My life was a picture of Psalm 32:3-4, which says, "For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer." During that summer, I knew I needed to confess my sins, but I was scared of the consequences. That summer, the Lord eventually called me out of the darkness and into the light where Jesus was my Lord. This began a long season of repentance where leadership of Emmanuel walked with me as many sins were confessed and uncovered from my past. As a result of for my sin, I was dismissed from Boyce and I lost my job at SBTS as a result. My engagement was called off, and my internship eventually came to an end. Losing all these things was very hard at the time, but more than that was the joy and peace that came from a clear conscience by living in repentance and walking in the light. By the Lord's grace and kindness, my life before that season, when the Lord saved me, is completely different from the time after. Praise the Lord that I am not the same person I was 10 years ago, and that the Lord has made me a new creation. While there are still sins that cling close, these sins do not mark my life because the Lord has given me grace and power to fight and overcome. Since that season, the Lord has given me wonderful gifts in my wife, Katie, and our two kids, Lewis and Ivy. Looking back at my life since the Lord saved me in 2014, it was through the body at Emmanuel that the Lord taught me the joy and importance of living in the light and being known by others. Emmanuel has been a gift to me ever since, as the body helped me grow in my relationship with Jesus, walked with me through hard seasons of repentance, and has given me the word week in and week out. During those difficult seasons in my past, I was loved and served so well by members of Emmanuel and the hospitality they showed me. Families brought me into their home and reminded me of the gospel. Brothers and sisters reminded me time and time again of the truth. Seeking to show that same hospitality to hurting people is a joy that Katie and I both share. I'm excited about the possibility to serve Emmanuel as one of its deacons and for the Lord to use me to serve him and his church.